Right, this is podtech.net. I'm Michael Johnson, and I'm here with Tom Dignan, who is the Vice President for North American Wireless Communication Group with Infineon. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Very glad to be here.
Tell me a little bit about what Infineon is showing here at the show.
Infineon provides everything that goes into a mobile handset. Stack, baseband, a full array of a family of RF transceivers, and then all the peripheral devices that go into a handset. Bluetooth, ultra-wideband, Wi-Fi, WiMAX, you name it, we make it for of our handsets. We have our own reference designs. We provide full reference designs for 2G, 2.5G, and 3G platforms with HSDPA. And so we sell our products and our software, hardware and software, to our competitors and to our customers, as well as provide our own reference design for the mobility space.
Okay. What are you showing here at CTIA Wireless?
At CTIA, we're showing literally our full range of products. Our mobile software for 2G and 3G stack products, as well as application software. We are showing our full array of RF transceivers. We are the leading supplier of RF technology in the business today, with about a 33% market share on the full gambit of 2G, 2.5G, Edge, 3G, 3G with HSDPA, and then forward integrated RF packages. We have what we call our ultra-low-cost platform, which is a fully integrated core modem, inclusive in a single chipset of RF, a baseband chip, and the stack. And those are being sold targeted at a $20 EBOM price, and then targeted for phones in rural China, India, sub-Saharan Africa, where the economic situation is that people simply can't afford a $125 phone, so the operator will give them a $30 phone so that they can use their services out there. So we're showing basically all of our products, both software and hardware, for the industry, and I've been really, really pleased with the show so far. If you do a show right, you have nonstop meetings before the show even starts, and we've accomplished that. It's great to come to a show where the whole industry comes together for 2 or 3 days, and you can literally walk around the building and have very senior level business meetings with the industry, and that's extremely helpful.
Okay. What are some of the differences that you have to, that an Infineon has to use when approaching, say, working in the third world as opposed to working here in the United States, aside from the price point?
Well, obviously, you know, how the price point's key, and also the environment that the phone is going into. But it's really more driven by the operator in the region. There are 4 or 5 key operators in the world, and those guys tend to drive what the feature and functionality set of a handset. So every operator around the world, these top 5 operators, and they're Singular, they're T-Mobile, Vodafone, China Mobile, Tim, and Hutchinson in Hong Kong, they spend a lot of time putting together full reference designs and full feature and functionality sets for handsets. So other operators say, okay, well, I'll look at theirs, and if it works on their network, then I'll take it on that too. So they take depending on the economics of your market, you'll take a subset of that for that particular, you know, a region. But probably the biggest driver is the roaming capability. In some countries, the people don't travel quite as readily as in other countries, so they don't need roaming features. They don't need SMS. They may not need browser capability or Bluetooth. They may not even have to have any kind of a color monitor. Where in other regions, if you don't have a reasonably high-end phone, you really can't sell that phone. So it's driven by the economics of what the market, you know, can afford. I guess a case in point is India. India has 1.1 billion people. Pretty much 150 million to 200 million can pretty much buy anything that they need. Well, the other 900 million people, they would like to bring into the age and have a phone, but they need a phone more for voice communications, for safety, for security. They don't need to have SMS capability on the phone. So it's really driven by the requirements in the market and by the economic strata, certainly. But the ability to extend into that marketplace drives the economics.
Well, it's fascinating to look at the different cultural points of view from the technology point of view, I would imagine.
Certainly. You know, as you go into Asia, if your phone doesn't have MP3 capability, if it isn't really small, if it isn't really colorful and very sexy, it might not be a big seller. Where you move into the European market, They want a good phone. They want it to do a lot of things. It's not necessarily as much a fashion accessory as perhaps in Hong Kong. And in the U.S., it's kind of somewhere in the middle. Motorola's done very well with their sleek phones, the thin phones, but people really want a phone that does good voice capability. And even though a phone in the U.S. might have 110 features, most people only use about 10 of them and stuff. So that's they kind of, you know, fit in the middle. And then when you get into the Latin America market or into the farther Asian markets, you want a basic functional voice device. And so it's been very interesting how that's been driven over time.
What is Infineon going to be rolling out this year?
Well, we believe that we're working on perhaps the most sexiest handset that will be released this year. It's with a customer that unfortunately we haven't announced who that customer is yet, but everyone will see by the end of the year just what that is. And we are RF technology. We are a leading RF technology provider, and literally on the 3G side of the business, all but one of the top 10 companies have already adopted our 3G RF technology, so we're very pleased with that. But it's, you know, in our business, it's a continual investment. If you don't continually invest, and in our business also, integration is key. So as we've done with the ultra-low-cost phone, where we integrated the RF and the baseband and the stack into a single chipset, eventually 3G will get that. And then you'll integrate more and more, you know, products in. So it's that investment into integration over time, which we think will help us to keep as a leader in the market.
If folks want to find out a little bit more about some of the things that Infineon is doing,